Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Once upon a time, in a galaxy far away, we were young and journalists. We thought of ourselves as initiates in a brotherhood, which it was mostly then, the sisters came later, followers of a calling, and most importantly, members of a profession. A profession, according to the dictionary, is an occupation that involves prolonged training and formal qualification. We were never big on the formal qualification part, although we did have to have an FCC license to put our hands on the controls of a broadcasting station, but we did train. For many years, I spent hours each week being grilled on the word choices of my scripts. Lewis, have you no idea of the difference between continuous and continual? And my pronunciation of them. Lewis, I did not hear any subguttural value in that initial G, and where was the labial stop at the end of ship? We thought of ourselves as doctors to the body politic, lancing the boils of ignorance, quieting the fears of the afflicted by dispensing the balm of objective information. We did this without fear or favor, resisting fiercely any interference in our judgments by crass commercial or political interests. You know, like, for example, the owners of the stations we worked for. Seriously. We called it separation of church and state. And we believed that the ethics of truth, justice, and the American way could withstand the power of cash. Did I mention we were young? Our high priest was Edward R. Murrow, who brought down Senator Joseph McCarthy, and not long thereafter saw his work for television sidelined to make way for quiz shows, such as the $64,000 question. In a valedictory address made shortly before departing from the airwaves, the very year, incidentally, that I read my first on-air newscasts, Murrow laid it out, and this is what he said. If this instrument, television, is good for nothing but to entertain, amuse, and insulate, then the tube is flickering now, and we will soon see that the whole struggle is lost. This instrument can teach, it can illuminate. Yes, and it can even inspire, but it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it to those ends. Otherwise, it is merely wires and lights in a box. Good night and good luck. The struggle, of course, was already lost by then. We all soon realized, simply by taking note of who got fired and who got promoted, that the purpose of journalism was to get ratings. Cleavage and short skirts got ratings. The weather girl of yore was soon joined by the anchor babe. Bleeding, weeping, and gnashing of teeth got ratings. If it bleeds, it leads became the rule. Training, diction, ethics? Get out of here. It's hard to see how the degradation of a once honorable profession could go much further, or at least it was until Donald Trump. But there is yet another paving stone on the road to journalistic hell that has been little noticed or discussed, and it is this. Once, news by definition meant an objective account of what happened. News accounts were supposed to be free of bias, opinion, even interpretation. That's why there were editorials and columns. Increasingly, however, turning on the news has come to resemble more and more a visit to a fortune teller's tent. It's all about what the president is going to say, how the election is going to come out, what somebody thinks is going to happen. Then when the president speaks, the votes are counted or the happening happens. The news coverage is either how it did or did not differ from expectations, or about what the panel thinks of it, and or what's going to happen next because of it. What's the harm? In part, it's the continual reinforcement of an ill-informed, simplistic view of how the world works, with simple causes leading to simple effects, like the cartoonish representations of the human body used in drug ads. The news industry is dedicated to its new guiding principles. No, not principles. Principles. The guys in suits who demand more eyeballs, forbid affronts to sponsors and owners, and prefer crystal ball gazing to reporting. And these principles ensure that we know very little about the total collapse of the industrial world now in progress. For them, the answer to last week's revelations about the near total death of the Great Barrier Reef because of ocean warming, or about the stunning further collapse of the West Antarctic ice sheet, is obvious and simple. Get Trump. Not coincidentally, three different polls have found recently that only about 10% of Americans trust the media or believe the media to do the right thing or think they have integrity. Approximately the same number of Americans trust Congress and think Judge Judy sits on the Supreme Court. Good night and good luck. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.